Hey, I'm just about ready to jump onto a podcast with Raul Velasquez. You're going to want to make sure you get on this one for sure. Also, make sure if you haven't already subscribed, that little button down there, click that button that says subscribe, ring the bell, get the notifications. You're going to love this awesome, awesome content. Hey, everybody. I am so excited for you guys. This is going to be one of those crazy interviews. I have the opportunity, and I want to introduce you guys to Raul Velasquez. How are you?
Outstanding, brother. Outstanding. Thank you for having me, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Raul, this is so much fun for me. It's been one of those things, again, you're one of our two Comic Club winners. Most likely going to have you there, Funnel Hacking Live, as one of our roundtable hosts. And the cool thing about you is you've been able to take all this, you've been this massive connector networker for years, building real estate empires and now helping entrepreneurs build their business. And the coolest thing is I take a look at it. I know we were just talking offline as far as this whole idea of being a networker, being out there all the time, attending a massive amount of events, never seeing your family. And one of the coolest things that you've been able to do is by using ClickFunnels, you actually are staying home more, being home with your family, but connecting more with people through video. So with that, I want to kind of dive right into this whole thing. And let's kind of talk about the importance of networking. Everyone knows how important it is, but how in the world do you do networking through video?
So, going back to my real estate company, we built a multi seven-figure business through network. I mean, we talking about bank associations, hedge fund companies, real estate investors, because our network is what allowed me to really scale and to grow my company. So when I started personal development and I started creating events and coaching, I used my networking skills to fill out my first event. And I did an event in Vegas 2 weeks before Christmas. So I picked up my phone and I started calling the people I know, my network, and they all supported me. I mean, who does that, right? Two weeks before Christmas, 2013, and people went to the Wynn Hotel to have this crazy experience. I call it Next Level Experience. So that was the first thing that I really got to me when I was able to transform my real estate network to my personal development coaching network. So that was great.
That's fantastic. So I know that you basically filled the first one, the second one, even your third event, all through networking.
All through networking, the first event, the second event, the third event. I mean, I was a master networker until I started to get burned out.
Well, let's kind of talk about that being burned out aspect. All of us as entrepreneurs, we always face this where we're going, oh my gosh, I got to grind, I got to make this happen, hustle, hustle, hustle. And then the burnout hits. And it's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do next? How am I going to still do what I do, but without grinding as hard as I have to grind? So what did you end up doing?
So here's the thing. I've been grinding for the past 18 years. So I'm not afraid of the grind. I'm not afraid of going out there. I used to actually one event. I remember I went to an event in California, but I had to come back to New York to have a meeting with the mayor of New York. So I came back and I was speaking at the same event the second day. So I was flying from California, came back to New York, finished my conversation with the mayor. And then I went to a plane again. I went back to California. So the guys were like, you're fucking crazy. You're crazy. Like, but I was doing whatever it took in order for me to get my name out there, in order for me to be known, in order for me to just spread the message. So I wasn't afraid of getting burned out. But here is the thing. When I started seeing the impact that me not being home was causing to my kids, my wife, and my family, that's when I realized I had to switch. Like, I mean, as much fun as I have being in planes, I just look at Gary Vee style, and like, I honor Gary Vee for being in the plane every 5 hours, but I'm like, I need to be with my kids. I need to have a life.
So what are you doing? How do you scale it?
So my first introduction was, I think, 2014. Somebody sent me a message to try this ClickFunnel thing. So I went in there and I'm not a techie at all. But I built this landing page. It was probably the ugliest landing page, had a message. But what I did have is I had a great video guy who came to my studio and we created this content video that will specifically tell my message. And I tried three different type of videos. But one video in particular worked, the one that I talked about, the two drivers of the modern entrepreneur, which is money and sex. And that video went viral. That video hit, like, it was in Facebook. I don't know how Facebook didn't shut me down with that video, but I was able to build my first year of my coaching experience pretty much with that video, money and sex. And I had thousands of people reach out to apply for my program. I did an event every single month. And I thought ClickFunnels was the best thing that was ever invented because I was able to put a video in an ugly landing page because I made it, I created it, And it was like the tackiest thing. It was like the back was the Empire State Building, and then put your email here, and that's it. Not even no disclosures. No, like, not powered by Facebook. All kinds of wrong things to do. Like,
well, the key is you took some action, which is always cool. But so tell me, what was the funnel? So they basically came in, they opted in. Was an email sequence? Did they have a phone call? What?
I didn't even have an email sequence then. It was just the video, put a name and email. They had a second video and an application. That's it. It was a simple funnel. And then I had thousands of applications that wanted to work with me just by doing. So I guess one of the things I would like to say is just keep it simple. I mean, now we have a more complicated, you know, strategy, but at the beginning, you got to keep it simple. You got to do it.
I love that. Again, I think it's always cracks me up when we see these funnels that happen to be, you know, 20 pages long. And I'm like, you guys, way, way too much work. And so I love the idea as far as keeping it simple. So help me understand. I mean, obviously money and sex are like two of the best words in the world to use to try to grow any business. But tell me what'd you do as far as the applications? Did they then go to phone calls? What'd you do?
Yeah. At the beginning, I was doing everything myself because, again, I'm running a real estate company. So my real estate partners already started getting mad at me because I was using all the resources, meaning all the money that I was making in real estate and all the employees in real estate to do my passion business, right? So I had to cut it off. I had to realize that, okay, I had to create a separate business. So now I'm in it. So I was the funnel guy. I was the video guy. I was the sales guy. I was doing everything until I was able to delegate those tasks. So yes, it was a phone conversation. It was an interview process. As we grew, we started creating teams. Now I have a media team, I have a sales team. Eventually we have to scale it.
So you went from basically application to then from the application where they're going to the live event, or what were you selling?
So from the video, they went to an email funnel. And then from the email funnel, they had a video. The second video will tell them pretty much, here's what you need to do, apply. Once they apply, I got on the phone with them and we had a conversation to come to a live mastermind.
Fantastic. So at the live mastermind, then do you upsell them to a higher end coaching program?
So at the beginning, after the live mastermind, it was more of a coaching, one-on-one coaching experience. Okay. As we grew, my time became more valuable. And now we had a group coaching experience. Now we have multiple experiences that I could go through. And now it's a network of guys who just, you know, the association is what keeps them in. Power to proximity. One of the taglines is that proximity is power. Some of the guys are in the program, they're building businesses within the program, and they have different businesses, and it's just growing to a beautiful network.
So within your funnel, then basically at that point, after they start working, so describe to me, because there's a ton of people out there who have coaching programs, especially high-end coaching programs for personal development things. I think that part you just made mention is pretty critical as far as that community. What are you doing to build that kind of a community then?
Well, the first thing is I was very, very clear on the type of guy or the type of man that I wanted in my program. And that, I think, is one of the main things that people appreciate about my program is I just didn't bring anybody unless I knew they were in alignment with the values. So just keeping the community, I would say, pure. And not just because they could pay. I mean, I get it. I mean, at the beginning, when you need money to grow your business, you'll take anybody's money. I mean, in a real estate company, I remember like anybody who wanted to buy real estate or sell real estate, yeah, just come on board. In the coaching business, you have to be very careful because you're not just taking money, you're taking on their energy. And the moment that you're taking on the energy, you have to be sure, man, that you could deliver. So from the beginning, I just realized that because I had a different mindset, I was in it for the long term. I was just looking at my ideal client. I only wanted to work with my ideal client. So I said no more times than I said yes. I know it's hard at the beginning to ideal client is somebody that's already established in business, somebody who's already has what we call that the edge. I mean, we have the program called the edge. So I'm looking for somebody who's had the edge, who's lived on the edge, who has some bruises and some scars, right? Like probably failed a couple of times. Because now it's easier for me to help them say, okay, how did you fail? Let me help you put that mindset together, and now let me help you scale. Because if I have to bring you from zero to 100, I'm gonna have to. I have done that. My first coaching clients, as a matter of fact, when they came, they didn't have that edge, and it was a hard road. Now it's like just a 1 millimeter shift. And just before this call, I was with 5 guys who were building 7-figure businesses, and in 1 hour, we did more than they'll do with their board meetings in 1 hour. Because it's just a fast pace, just clear about like getting shit done. And I love that. And I love that. I love being intense. I love the intensity. So I want to make sure that a guy who I bring in has that same energy, that they could appreciate the intensity.
Oh, Raul, you know, I think that's so important. I talk to a lot of people who are building their businesses, and you're right. When you first start, it's like, you know what? I will take any dollar just because I got to put food on my table. I got family to feed, all that kind of stuff. But that gets old real fast. And as soon as you can get to the point where you're like, you know what? I need to identify exactly who my customer is. JLD was here in our office a few weeks ago or months ago, John Lee Dumas. And it was fascinating for me to basically have, he was on stage and just talking about his ideal customer. He basically knew their name. He went through, I mean, he was this old and did this for a living and was in a car this long and this part of the country and just knew the totally, I mean, to where after he described him, I'm like, oh my gosh, I know exactly who your client is.
Yeah,
and I think it's really cool when, as you're mentioning that, Raul, that you've had that opportunity of being able to scale. I think the other thing is, it's, I know even for us, it's a lot easier. We don't typically just go to the people who have never ever done anything online. What works obviously for us, sure, we have a lot of people come in that way, but usually those who people come to us, they've already tried things themselves, doing it themselves, and they've struggled and they've been frustrated. And now all of a sudden they hit ClickFunnels like, oh my gosh, this is so much easier than trying to bundle all these other things together. And I think it's an important thing when you're looking at your business of where in that life cycle of your client do you want to be? Do you want to be when they're just beginning? It's a totally, again, it's a totally different energy that sucks from you when you're dealing with beginners. Are you looking for those people in the middle? Are you looking for those people maybe on the top end? I know for us, we've looked at, you know, our two comma club of which you're a member, those people basically got to a million and thinking, you know, we look at people from zero to a million, from a million to 10 and from 10 million to a billion, hopefully real soon. And it's just fascinating. I think it's really cool that you've had the opportunity then, Raul, of really narrowing in on exactly who that is.
And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs, we don't take our time to niche our market. I mean, in real estate, my niche market was exactly that. I was focusing on distressed sales. I was focusing on the market when the market crashed. So I always knew that the more niche I became, the better chances I had in order for me to separate myself from the crowd. So when I started coaching, I started putting these experiences together. I didn't want this to become a job. You know, I already had a job. I already had a career. I mean, in real estate, that was, you know, I could do it on my sleep. That was, you know, I'll make money in real estate in any market. But when it comes to coaching and consulting, I really wanted to feel like, man, I will do this for free. And that's what I tell my clients. Like, I will do this for free. But the fact is that you pay me a lot of money to do it. It makes me want to do it better. It makes me want to even show up more because I'm getting paid for it. But I wanted to really work with those guys that I feel like, you know, we call each other brothers. We call this a brotherhood. Like, these guys have my cell phone number. I have their cell phone number. They call me. And it's not a bother for me because I believe in what they do. They believe in what I do. And we go deeper than just like a superficial coaching experience. I take these guys like 6 feet under, man. When they come to my event, we're going to hell. We have a little walk around hell. And we come back and, okay, where do you want to live? You want to go back to hell, or you want to get your shit together, and you want to live in the edge? Because you want to live on the edge. You don't want to live outside the edge too much that you get hurt, and you don't want to live, you know, behind the edge too much to be so you're comfortable. You know, if you want to really have an exciting life, you have to live on that edge.
So when you're talking to entrepreneurs and others about that, how do you get them to that edge without going too far over?
Well, that's the art because we got to make sure that we are working with guys that could take it. Listen, everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. The entrepreneur culture right now is the new rock star, right?
Totally. But
I got kicked out of one seminar one time, or one event when I was a speaker there, and it was a lot of millennials, and I love millennials. Millennials, they're my people. Like, I have a bunch of millennials working for me. I love millennials. I have nothing against millennials. But in this particular event, 99% of the attendees were millennials, the guys who've been in the business probably for 1 or 2 years. So I got on the stage and I said, okay, how many, and they were talking about Facebook strategies, Instagram strategies, all the strategies, right? So I get on the stage and I said, all right, raise your hand. How many of you guys are in the business for the last 12 months? 99% of the people raise their hands. I said, all right, keep your hands raised if you've been in this game for the last 5 years. Like 90% of the room dropped their hands. I said, keep your hands up if you've been in the game for at least 10 years, only like two guys. So the two guys standing in the back, how many times did you go bankrupt? And two of them had their hands standing. I mean, their hands up. And I said, you see this? While all you guys are trying to figure out if this game is going to work, if this weapon is going to work, you have these two guys in the back, and they will come in, and they will use one weapon that they have, which is determination. They're determined to win this game for the long, long fall. So they didn't like the fact that I was just preaching. There's going to be a long game. They wanted the fast and the quick game. And I think that's what's missing. It's just like you have to be in it for the long, long game.
I appreciate that. I think it's one of those conversations I have with my boys all the time. And business is a marathon. It's never a sprint. We've joked around a lot about not taking on any VC capital. Hmm. And again, to me, it's kind of like cheating. It's taking steroids or anything else. So your business, the best way of making a successful business is when it's profitable. And so don't take money, just make your business more profitable and you'll find tons of money comes to you. And so I think it's interesting. I know you're dealing with people who are, again, you're talking seven-figure earners in that area. What, from a price standpoint, how do you price your products and services then?
Value. And here's the reality. Your price is going to be determined based on the value you could bring to that person. And if you are not selling from where you are, meaning if you overprice your services just because everybody else is charging, you know, more money and you really don't feel that's your value, you're going to end up failing. I always tell people, sell from where you are right now. I always have that threshold, like where I'm comfortable. Like I'm charging six figures for my coaching. Like there's a group of guys who my coaching is for. And then this year, I'm going to double that fee. And people look at me like, Raul, like, you know, are you sure people are going to pay for that? I said, it's not about paying for that. It's how much value can I bring so they could see that without me or without my coaching, without my program, they're not going to get there fast enough. Because what I sell is two things, time and experience. And people are looking, okay, I want to learn from that experience so I could compound time. We talk about compounding time a lot here. And that's what people will buy, compounding time.
All right. Well, I love that. What great advice. Any other advice as we get close to wrapping things up here?
One of the things that I teach my son, he's 12 years old, and he loved funnel hacking. I mean, he loved the funnel hacking live. We're actually going to be there in this event in Orlando. And one of the things that I tell my son is like, don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't fall into that trap of like, this guy is doing more or this guy's doing less or my comp. There's no competition. I tell my son, like, there is nobody like you. Like, there might be some other kids or some other people out there that sound similar, but understand your edge, your X factor is you. The moment that you're gone, you're gone. Maybe your content will be similar, but there is no competition. There's nobody out there like you. You're unique. And by owning that, am I just saying, hey, man, like, I don't care what this guy's doing, what this other guy's doing. Like, I'm just going to do me. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to continue to find out who I am because I'm constantly in that journey. I tell my clients, like, the Raul that you see right now is not going to be the Raul they're going to see 100 days from now or 12 months from now. So I'm not even in love with my current state of being. I'm constantly progressing and going to the next level. So if you fall in love with where you are right now, you feel like, okay, this is as good as I'm going to get, or you're like, man, thinking that this is it, or you're not enough. Listen, 100 days from now, you're going to be completely different. But it's your choice whether you're going to create progress or you going to stay in the same place.
I love it. Well, I love your son. Again, it was so cool seeing him last year. And I know you guys had articles written up about you guys as well. And super, super cool. And I'm excited. Can't wait to see him again this year. Again, Raul, I think it's just so awesome as far as the example you're setting for your kids. Most importantly, though, also for the other entrepreneurs and the business owners that you're working with. That's what this game is all about. And I love that we were able to help, from a tech standpoint, get your message out to more people, because for me, that's what matters most is the lives that you personally are touching. That's where the satisfaction comes for us here. So thank you so much for all you're doing.
Nobody has ever come to my event and left the event saying like, I want to go build more businesses. Even though that's where they come to the event for, at the end, every single man leaves saying, I want to build a legacy. Okay. How do I build a legacy? And if you're not looking at your kids, I mean, I don't know when you're going to air this, Dave, but just yesterday we had a mass shooting in Florida. if you're not kissing your kids every single night, if you're not appreciating your family every single night, and you're not thanking God every single night for the family that you have or the people that you're around with, you're missing the whole game of being a businessman. Yeah. You're missing the whole game of being an entrepreneur. We're here to create. We're here to bring hope. We're here to elevate other people, not just making money. We'll make money because that's who we are. But just live a legacy, man. That's the whole game.
Man, I'm going to leave on those words. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Pretty cool stuff, don't you think? How about that whole idea as far as being able to network like crazy by using video online instead of having to go physically everywhere throughout the world doing all that kind of stuff? Hey, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe down below. Ring that little bell. Get the notifications. We'll see you guys real soon.